AP Radio News. I'm Jim McGuire. Three people, including a grandfather and his 10-year-old daughter, are dead. Four others have been hurt after a car slammed into a group of trick-or-treaters before dark yesterday evening in the Bronx. AP's Michael Balsamo has this from New York.
It appears, based on the information we have from the police, that a driver of a Dodge Charger had careened into this group of pedestrians while they were on a sidewalk and then smashed through a fence in front of a home in the Bronx. The car is left teetering on a brick wall in front of that house.
The driver of the car is one of four hospitalized after the crash. At least six people are dead in Texas after heavy rain and tornadoes hit Friday and Saturday. Travis County Emergency Management spokeswoman Lisa Brock says flash flooding killed three in the Austin area.
Numerous emergency response agencies made many other rescues, so we definitely had a lot of stranded vehicles and people on top of their roof.
Another person died in San Antonio. Two other flood deaths were reported in the Houston area. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush admits to being conflicted about the death penalty, tells NBC's Meet the Press.
It's hard for me as a human being to sign the death warrant, to be honest with you. I'm informed by my faith in many things, and this is one of them.
Bush says he remains a supporter of capital punishment, but executions take too long to carry out, and the years of delay do not help the victims' families. Florida executed 21 prisoners when he was governor. Fellow GOP candidate Ben Carson on ABC's This Week says the moderators of the presidential debates seem to be ignoring the issues facing the country in order to go after the candidates.
We should have moderators who are interested in disseminating the information about the candidates as opposed to, gotcha.
Carson and others have been sharply critical of the handling of last week's CNBC debate. This is AP Radio News. An eighth-inning error by New York Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy led to a three-run inning for the Kansas City Royals and a 5-3 win over the Mets, Game 4 of the World Series. That victory gives KC a 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. Royals third baseman Mike Moustakas says three wins do not make a World Series champ.
We know we got a tough team that we got to beat again. It's a great ball club over there.
First pitch in Game 5 tonight in New York. Some close calls, top 25 college action. Number 8 Stanford needed a late field goal to beat Washington State, 30-28. Number 9 Notre Dame came from behind to nip the 21st-ranked Temple Owls, 24-20. Number 12, Oklahoma State was down 24 in the first quarter before rallying to beat Texas Tech 70-53. Number 15, Michigan stopped the quarterback sneak at the goal line. Its time expired to beat Minnesota 29-26. Miami pulled the upset of the day. 8 laterals on the final play to beat Duke 30-27. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.